The AP and Frontline investigation published this week is one of those stories that deserves more attention than it's likely to get, and I want to walk through what they actually found. The investigation documented how ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, and Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet service are being deployed at scale to industrialize cyber scam operations in Southeast Asia, primarily in Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos. These are what researchers call scam compounds, large facilities where thousands of workers, many trafficked, operate fraud operations targeting victims globally.
The AI angle here is not incidental. AI tools are being used to generate convincing romantic personas for pig butchering scams, to translate scripts into dozens of languages simultaneously, to craft personalized phishing communications at scale that previously required skilled human writers, and to handle initial victim interaction before handing off to human operators. The productivity multiplier is significant. What previously required a team of 50 people can now be operated by a team of 10 with AI assistance.
Starlink's role is logistical, but critical. These compounds often operate in areas with poor or non-existent traditional telecommunications infrastructure. Starlink gives them reliable, high-speed internet regardless of location, including in areas that are deliberately remote to evade law enforcement. The technology is neutral. The deployment is not.
This connects directly to JP Morgan's warning this week that AI-powered cyber attacks now represent a larger risk to the banking system than traditional credit losses. That's an extraordinary statement from the world's largest bank by assets. JP Morgan's threat modeling apparently puts AI-assisted attacks, including deepfake voice and video fraud, AI-generated social engineering, and automated vulnerability discovery above loan defaults in their risk register. When Jamie Dimon's institution is saying that, other banks are listening.
The policy response is clearly not keeping pace. A new poll finds 68% of Americans support mandatory AI safety reviews, which is actually remarkably high bipartisan support for any regulatory proposal in the current environment. But translating public sentiment into actual regulatory frameworks is complicated when you have an administration that has generally favored deregulation and industry self-governance in the AI space.
The privacy dimension is worth flagging too. NOIB, the European privacy advocacy group run by activist Max Schrems, has asked the European Commission to repeal the EU-US data privacy framework following the Supreme Court's FTC ruling. The argument is that if the FTC can no longer function as a truly independent enforcer, which the court's ruling apparently affects, then the enforcement mechanism that underpins the transatlantic data transfer agreement is compromised. For any company that moves European user data to US servers, which is essentially every major tech platform, this creates real legal uncertainty.
This is actually a good moment for what I think of as a background primer, because the antitrust angle connects to today's tech regulatory picture. Let me pull in the context around the egg price-fixing settlement, because it illustrates how antitrust enforcement actually works. The Sherman Antitrust Act, passed in 1890, prohibits two main things: contracts, combinations, or conspiracies in restraint of trade, that's Section 1, and monopolization, or attempts to monopolize, that's Section 2. The egg case is a classic Section 1 violation. Multiple competing companies allegedly coordinating to fix prices. Here's a key point that surprises people. Market share alone doesn't make something illegal. You can have 90% of a market and not be a monopolist in the legal sense if you got there through superior products or efficiency. What matters under Section 2 is whether you used anti-competitive conduct to acquire or maintain that dominance. So Amazon having a large share of e-commerce isn't automatically illegal. The question is whether Amazon used its marketplace power to disadvantage rivals in ways that harm competition broadly. The egg case is cleaner. You had documented coordination between firms that were supposed to be competing, which is per se illegal under the Sherman Act, regardless of market share. The $3.3 million cash settlement, plus 53 million donated eggs across 17 states and a DOJ resolution, makes this a relatively modest financial penalty for what was apparently years of coordinated price inflation. But it signals active enforcement in consumer goods markets.
And that enforcement signal matters because it tells producers in other commodity markets that the DOJ is watching coordination patterns. The settlement is less about the dollar amount and more about the deterrence message.